Adam McDougall, the health hacker. Check out the podcast via listener, L-I-S-T-N-R. Download free today from Google Play or the App Store and get it onto your smartphone. It's a fantastic app and a terrific podcast. Very good morning to you, Adam. How are you this morning?
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. Now, you managed to catch up with Dylan Ribeira, who's a fitness trainer, I believe, to some of the stars.
Oh, yeah, some of the really good-looking people out there. I'm like myself, and he certainly has a great list of clients who really believe in his methods.
All right, so what do you have to say about, you know, fitness?
Well, look, he's been around the fitness industry for a while, and he said that every single year at this time of the year, you're going to see a lot of fad diets and fad exercise programs, but at the end of the day, you know, the things that really work are the basic things, and that's great for all the listeners out there this morning, because the reality is, you know, most of us think we need to go and spend all this money on some fancy detox tea or some sort of fad diet or, you know, join some fancy gym membership that you don't really, you know, want to do. And, you know, he said basically, you know, using your body as your gym is one of the best things. So making sure you're moving throughout the day and more importantly, if you can, build in some resistance training with some push-ups, some body weight squats, you know, anything that makes the muscles work nice and hard. It's certainly, you know, a much more accessible and more proven method than some of these fads.
Well, I'm a big fan of the resistance training because that works quite well. I know that Bruce Lee was big on it back in the day as well, and pushing up against the bar, you know, it's very interesting and works quite well, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, that form of training that Bruce Lee was famous for was called isometric training, which essentially is, you know, trying to push against an immovable object. And, you know, anyone can do it. They can go up against the door as we speak right now and push as hard as they can against the door. You're not going to be able to move the door. But what that does is it forces all the muscles to engage and it really puts a lot of strain on the muscles. And like you touched upon, people don't realise the importance of muscle. And, you know, a lot of great doctors out there at the moment, namely Dr. Gabriel Lyon, is really saying that we need to take a muscle-centric approach to health. As we age, everyone tells us how fat we are, but no one actually tells us how much muscle that we've maintained as we get older. And, you know, most people, unfortunately, at the age of 70, we know that the leading cause of death is some falls and fragility. So, you know, keeping that muscle on is very important. And like Dylan said, you know, there's simple ways to keep that muscle on, simply by moving and challenging yourself around the home by getting up and doing squats instead of sitting up on two legs when you get out of a chair. Try and do it on one leg instead. Or like you said, when you get down to the bottom position of a push-up, try and hold that for 10 seconds and then do another push-up after that. So plenty of easy ways and free ways to get fit and build that muscle and keep it nice and young.
Obviously, the right diet's important as well. So diet, exercise, fitness, resistance training, isometrics, like you mentioned, all that sort of stuff is really good for you. So get around that and obviously, you know, get involved. Most importantly, make it a New Year's resolution to get fitter and healthier. Great to catch up with you, Adam. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a ripper day today and we'll catch up again next week, mate.
Can't wait, my friend. Have a great week.
Good on you, legend. Adam McDougall, the health hacker, and like I say, the podcast via listener at Sunraces Triple M.